This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down in a massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday, saying, in effect, don't panic, it'll recover, some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines on Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again, but it looks like a global trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. That's going to be bad for everyone. And investors are selling in reflection of that concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House Government Efficiency Office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. A cargo ship hit a tanker taking jet fuel for the U.S. military off eastern England, setting both ships on fire and sending fuel pouring into the North Sea. Reporting from Grimsby, England, ABC's Marcus Moore.
Authorities ending their search for one of the 14 crew members on that cargo ship still missing. All 23 members on board the U.S. tanker have been accounted for. Foggy conditions were reported at the time of the collision, and while investigators do not believe this was intentional, experts say it was preventable.
The tanker was anchored in Grimsby, England. It's taken 14 years, but Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant's radiation levels have significantly dropped since that meltdown. Workers now walking around in many areas wearing only surgical masks and regular clothes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as a little bit of high cloudiness works through the area. A northwest wind will develop. It will be occasionally gusty. Look for lows in the lower to middle 30s. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. Right now, it's 43.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba from The Todd Alba Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. The Bootlicker Brigade for the Morbidly Rich and their never-ending war on democracy. This is a piece that I wrote while I was on vacation. And I just wanted to share it with you. You know, it's just, I think it's a pretty good rant, and this is really what's going on. I mean, former Senator Joe Manchin came out after Al Green called out Donald Trump. I mean, what Al Green said, you know, Trump started out, you know, lying about what he was doing and saying that he had a mandate, you know, to cut Medicaid. And he didn't say cut Medicaid, but that was implied. And Al Green stood up and said, "You don't have a mandate to cut Medicaid." I mean, that's what Al Green said. And so Joe Manchin, you know, the cross my palm with cash Joe Manchin, the coal baron, the guy who lives on a yacht, the multimillionaire Joe Manchin came out and said that was disrespectful and inhuman. It was a reflection of Al Green's inhumanity, or words to that effect. This is, you know, Manchin basically jumping on the MAGA side. He probably has political plans in West Virginia, or maybe he's just, you know, is trying to stay relevant. God only knows. But basically, the MAGA people are the people who claim that they represent the real America. And so, you know, who are these people? You know, we saw them jumping up over and over and over again during Trump's State of the Union, yelling USA, USA, you know, when Al Green was speaking. They show up at school board and city council meetings, literally wrapped in flags, sometimes carrying AR-15s, screaming obscenities, carrying Bibles. They demand that our children be exposed to measles and not get vaccinated. They're actively gutting our government in a way that is just delighting Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. They forbid teachers from teaching sex education and then make it illegal for girls to get abortions when they get pregnant. They strip out of our schools the curriculum of the history of black people and queer people and women and their you know, successes over the years. They say they love our military and our veterans, but they're firing thousands of people in the Veterans Administration to screw our veterans, you know, all to lower the taxes for the billionaires even more. They claim to be champions of the elderly, but they're trying to privatize Social Security. Well, at least so far, they're just gutting Social Security. It's close enough. They insist that global warming is a hoax and fight like hell to keep hundreds of billions of dollars in fossil fuel subsidies flowing to the fossil fuel oligarchs who fund the Republican Party, which is why you can't find one single Republican who will acknowledge climate change is a crisis. They celebrate the attack on the U.S. Capitol, as well as on several state capitals. Remember Gretchen Whitmer? There was a plot to kill her. They threaten a new civil war if politicians even talk about raising taxes on billionaires. They say they believe in fiscal responsibility, but Donald Trump wants to borrow another $5 trillion to extend his tax breaks for billionaires. They demand prayer in school and one nation under God, but they completely ignore Jesus' teachings that you shouldn't pray in public. You should go into your closet and close the door to pray. I mean, he literally said that. It's in Matthew 5, I believe, the Sermon on the Mount. And they completely disregard his teaching in Matthew 25, where he said the only way to get to heaven, you want to hang out with me, here's how you do it. Feed the hungry, heal the sick, you know, house the homeless. It was clothe the naked, but, you know, the same thing. And visit those in prison and welcome the stranger. Their preachers openly violate U.S. tax laws by preaching politics in the pulpit and then, you know, just dare us to do anything about it. They attack colleges and academics and support over $1 trillion. It's $1.5 trillion now in student debt. And now they're actively trying to tear apart the Department of Education. We've got Worldwide Wrestling Woman in charge of the Department of Education. I just, you know, there are these moments where you just have to shake your head and go, what the? Anyhow, they claim to believe in democracy, but they're pushing laws to make it harder to vote. They say they're on the side of working people, but they hate unions. They're gullible patsies of hustlers claiming that religion inspires them while they're, you know, raking in the cash to buy a new mansion in Hawaii or a new private jet. They're sexually insecure men who have been played as marks by the National Rifle Association, telling them, yeah, just strap that prosthetic penis called an AR-15 on your back and everybody will think you're a tough guy. They're grown-up elementary school bullies who couldn't keep up in school, and so they turned to violence, and now they're doing the same thing. They don't understand basic science. They're white chumps who think they're genetically superior and are terribly confused when they see smart black people on TV. They're useful idiots of foreign autocrats and oligarchs like Putin and Xi, who send millions of trolls across social media to suck them in. They're dupes for billionaire media families, you know, like the billionaire Murdoch family that made their money basically selling hate and fear. I mean, this is who these people are. I call them the bootlicker brigade. They're licking the boots of the morbidly rich. Meanwhile, we had huge protests last week and over this past weekend, and a lot of them were not covered by the media. I know Nate has some clips here to share with you. The International Women's Day protests, women took to the streets of cities across Europe, Africa, South America, and elsewhere to celebrate. Wrong camera, Nate. Okay. Women took to the streets of the cities across Europe, Africa, South America, and elsewhere to mark International Women's Day. In Istanbul, in Turkey, huge protests. In Poland, they opened a center across from the parliament building where women could get abortion pills. Athens, Madrid, Paris, Munich, Zurich, Belgrade, literally all over the world. At the same time, here in the United States, massive protests. Bernie is holding these town halls and just huge numbers of people. I mean, thousands of people are showing up. He did a town hall in a little town of 9,000 people and had 2,500 people show up. He had 10,000 people show up in the Midwest. I mean, this is just incredible. And then on top of that, now we're seeing vandalism. Now, I'm not an advocate of this. I don't, you know, I'm not a fan of vandalism, and I don't think that vandalism is necessarily a good thing. But we're seeing graffiti on Tesla dealerships, Molotov cocktails thrown on another dealership's lot, Tesla charging stations set on fire. On March 3rd in Maryland, there was graffiti found at a Tesla dealership with swastikas that said no Musk. On March 4th, the following day, police in Massachusetts, 7 Tesla charging stations were intentionally set on fire. Again, don't do this. But I think it's worth noting that, you know, people are seriously pissed. March 6th, a 39-year-old man vandalized several Tesla vehicles with stickers of Musk. on March, also on March 6th here in Portland, at least 7 shots were fired at a Tesla dealership, damaging 3 cars and shattering windows. Definitely don't do that. March 7th, at that same Tesla dealership in Colorado, there was an arson. On March 8th, over 350
We're proud to be local radio. What's important to you is important to us.
Thank you so much.
Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
And there are all these signs like science makes us stronger and scientists will not be silenced. Facts over fear. What do we want? When do we want it? Now.
When the curtain goes up and we ain't no down. When the band starts up,
entire generation,
and I hear that sound
is being lost.
But she runs up my spine. Smile on my face.
Civic Media Radio Station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRCO.com/contest-terms.
I haven't seen them like this.
Get ready to laugh the night away at Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st. Enjoy a delicious dinner and an evening of stand-up comedy featuring the hilarious Mike Mercury and Brian Hicks, plus live music from Donnie Razick.
Bob Stone.
Reserve your tickets today at events at castlerock.com. Don't miss out on great food, great music, and non-stop laughs. Mark your calendar and join them for Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st.
I can do this.
Addiction. Hello, everyone. Brian from Wall Street. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6-inch diameters. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, muck and mineral feeders, and many more things.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef. Complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Stop in today. And as always,
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
I'm looking forward to a fairly warning I have a outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week
when it comes
in
to
the areas of law
needs,
and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always,
heaters,
I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Offering 24/7 service.
Trump advanced, verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies, and it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up, because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We got to set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We got to make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When I saw her face.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. And your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Turn that different would be the day.
today.
So many times I wanted to see
you. Thank you.
Straight for your throat.
What Tina?
I should hope
in Chicago.
But I don't.
Listen to NWCPT.
Just turn out the light.
Well, doesn't mean I'm done.
Going once.
It doesn't
once.
Mean I'm giving up on us. It doesn't
AM
mean I love to be in everything.
I believe an authoritarian type of mindset has infected so many people's minds, because it's amazing how Donald Trump and Elon Musk are getting away with so many unconstitutional actions. Number one, has anybody even thought to think that the vast majority of the executive decrees, I don't call them executive orders, I call them executive decrees, coming from Donald Trump, the vast majority of these executive decrees are unconstitutional? On the majority vote of Congress
and don't
for their approval.
To satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon.
If
on top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus,
tell
get access to
now.
Hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV
now.
Right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call
if
right now
you
and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
That's 800-754-4531. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting Russian capital have been shot down in a massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday, saying in effect, don't panic, it'll recover. Some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines on Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again. But it looks like a global trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. So that's going to be bad for everyone. And investors are selling in reflection of that concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Beach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media. Great.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers making moves in free agency. They decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman T.J. Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals. 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home, 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought to suspend the defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Sports on Lake Point.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as a little bit of high cloudiness works through the area. A northwest wind will develop. It will be occasionally gusty with the lows in the lower to middle 30s. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. Right now, it's 43.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation has been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Mike Bradlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidate's debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Todd.
Scott Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of Doge cuts. Be there.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
My dad guaranteed you can trust that you can sell it. But if you're still turning to revenue straight off ground on your medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CBD Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with promo code TUM, T-H-O-M, at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. And the promo code is TUM, T-H-O-M, CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. What's on your mind today? Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devon, what's up? That you'll be removed from the group. So she was removed from the group. So Ed Cheney right now lost by 4 votes, and the votes are being recounted. But I want to know, why no Democrat running that protest on February 23rd. When somebody give them all you can give, when you're living to love, you know, why did no one ask him to speak to the crowd? Stay young, when I said, oh, this is my day. You got everything that you need.
Specific political agenda. Mayor Ganey is not part of it. Doesn't
she's a party official. She's a party official, Tom.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, so it's most definitely unfortunate.
Maybe it's time to start a Facebook group, do I?
I'm thinking that is probably the thing to do, but I'm just so...
Black pussy opposed to this, she'll be here.
Just about... Someone did put up a post that said, you know, what was the electoral count on the primary last weekend? And that one did not get deleted, and there are many, many comments. Democratic Party in Pennsylvania and the Democratic Party writ large, which is to say, they're not our friends. They kneecapped Bernie, and now they're screwing my mayor, Ed Gein.
I was minding my business when she blew into town just like a tropical breeze. Face like an angel, legs as long as you please. I'll never forget it, I got all caught up in it. She was the object of my affection, then the wind changed direction. Lock down your shutters and your doors, better roll your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down. She comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. She howled like thunder when the sky opened up. I started shaking when the lightning struck. My poor heart was breaking with every move she was making. Then she blew right over just as quick as she came. She probably don't even remember my name. I'm broke down and speechless, trying to pick up the pieces. Just another seduction in her path of destruction. Lock down your shutters and your doors. Better lower your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told, you've been warned. You don't know what you're in for. She's a perfect storm. Once she comes, she'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, she'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, she'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, she'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane.
Lock down your
shutters and your doors. Better close your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told, you've been warned. Once she comes, she'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, she'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane.
And the money, I'm telling you, the money in America comes through the Pentagon. And
I get it. Devon, I have to move along. Thanks for your heads up. What's going on?
Table, hey, in your stable. How about you give thanks tonight? That hick on a tractor, getting after that simple life. He's up with the sun, still moving when it goes back down. This world needs a bunch of them busting up small time. Blue collar, supplies, fast boats, got gas. If you got cotton on your back, there's a dust cloud of combines cutting under headlights. Thank God for folks like that. Blue collars, burning them wheels, turning them fields into dollars. Tough as nails, gone hell or high water. Gotta make the city, gotta make the dirty new. The world needed people who worked a little harder.
It's its own special kind of chaos.
Gotta make the corners. Midwest gold, chrome, soul paints, and Indiana winter wheat and Alabama. Making the world go in blue collars. Burning them wheels, turning them fields into dollars. Tough as nails, gonna have a high water. Got to make the city, got to make the dirty new. The world needs people who are a little harder.
Nightlight with Peach Wawa.
Tom from Monona.
This is Tom.
I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of a cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening at that Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
$20 per team.
Matt and Air on Air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
No problem. This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. Registration is recommended. All the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you're wrong, just admit you're right. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you're right, you can come over here with us and start working the pipe.
This exciting event supports
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pursuing vocational or technical college education.
Smell of coffee.
Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
This is a place to call home.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th, at St. Anthony and Philip Parish.
You can legally be denied housing.
Enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, CivicMedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of why he loves body. To all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrc.fm/contest-terms.
For this season, Pappas team can also tune up your program.
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year. Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, games, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at sales fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network.
paired with a friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with Big Coverage on small town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve. Backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless? Big service, local care.
I love the energy I get to feel the dreams, and most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day of binge on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because I feel the dreams. It's the nutrition my body needs to live.
Everybody's talking, everybody's saying it's a hot time.
You'll notice your improved health before you get your money back. So let's get started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TIME, T-H-O-M, and feel the dreams.
I'm just gonna stay right here with you.
Just add water, it's a great drink. Fieldofgreens.com, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, and check out the
20% off.
Just absolutely kicking ass out there. Jasmine Crockett, Maxwell Frost. They're not in a position to run for president at this moment. I mean, they're not even in the Senate. A couple of good senators, Chris Coons, is there to speak out.
Suspension in your eyes.
So we've got some good people.
Sounds like a plan, Brian. Yeah, we need 47 sponsors in the Senate, and I forget the number of miles, 200 and something, 215 miles, whatever it is. That's where we need to go. I'm frankly surprised that
she was a real deal farmer's daughter, raised on cornbread, drank well water.
WRCN, Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zacho Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Joe Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to government aid.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Senate, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News on Chuck Severson claiming a massive attack. The mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones and a targeting Russian capital have been shot down. Source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia and meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico, and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines in major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency outfit should be subject to the freedom of information.
For Tuesday night, a few clouds remain and a low of 26. Partly cloudy and mild Wednesday with a high of 54.